Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
One, two, pitch. Is a fly ball. Deep center field. Marcy's back. Trap. Wall. Boy. Boy. Baseball. Wild Bill. A three-run shot. And the Brewers walk off the Marlins. And they break out the brooms in Milwaukee.
Yeah, let's go. Man, Lane had me just scream. I almost drove my car off the road. Lane's enthusiasm is contagious. He's with us from the ballpark. Lane, what a great call. What a great day yesterday, huh?
Yeah, that was a fun day. Just you get some moments like that over the course of the season. You don't know when they're going to come, but you just felt like if the Brewers could keep it 1-0, that they'd get their shot eventually in that game, and it came with two outs remaining in the game. But William Contreras, a player for the dramatic and a great sweep for the Brewers. I mean, when you looked at the pitching probables going into the weekend, to see the three guys that the Marlins were going to throw at the Brewers coming out of the break, to take all three, that's a great accomplishment for this club.
All right, let's talk about the Miz, because he's pitching tonight. People have been a little nervous, and, you know, the manager and others close to the team have said, look, we're just going to give him a couple days, and now he's throwing tonight. Is this really just that we're going to kind of manage his pitch count and innings as we head through the rest of the year?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, this is the responsible thing to do. They need to do it. He's, I think, 20 innings away from blowing past his number from last year, from the minors and majors combined. And so he's going to go past that number by a lot this year. And so you have to be careful. You want to try to manage him the best you can. I think it's reasonable to push him past that number. But some breaks here, some extra days here and there, that's, I think, the responsible thing to do. This is a very, very important part of the Milwaukee Brewers organization, not just this year, but for years moving forward. So you want to make sure you have a healthy Miz, because a healthy Miz is not a guaranteed win, but it's the closest thing there is to it right now in baseball.
Does it also kind of teach him in this moment, you know, going to the All-Star game, but missing, you know, even playing at all, and then the Marlins and the Pirates game, does this kind of teach him to also, for him to know when I should go out of the game?
Well, I think to answer that question, Julia, there is a process for a young player of understanding their body, understanding what their limitations are, and just communicating with the staff and with the training staff. And I think that open dialogue and that constant communication and feedback back and forth is really important. So he's gotten good at that over the last year or so. I'm not sure how great he was at that when he first came up. There's a lot of things about Miz in the first couple of months where he's figuring it out at the big league level, the consistency, throwing strikes, and probably communicating with the staff when he was out of gas. All those things. There's Jeff Levering. Look at him right here. Jeff Levering.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Lebo.
He can't hear you. I have headphones in, but he says hello. Jeff says hello. Here he comes. Here he comes. He's going to say hi.
Hey,
there
he is.
There he is. So all those things are important for every young player, and I think we've seen that this year, that Miz knows when he has more, and he'll let him know, like we saw in Colorado. And there's been other times where he's had a cramp here or there at the end of a start, or even just knew, look, I emptied the tank in the last inning. It's time for my night to be over. I think that's an important part of the process for a young player, and Miz is really done a nice job of that this year.
Lane, what do you think the chances are the Brewers pick up more help? They've already made one move, which could really benefit the club. What do you think the chances are they pick up more help in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think that they will. What it is, I don't know. I think they'll look at starting pitching. I think they'll look at relief pitching for sure. You'll always take a look at a bat if there's something out there. So I think I've covered about everything with those three categories. But I do think that they'll take a look at whatever they can to help this team. But again, it takes the other side to agree to a deal. And so you just don't know. The problem right now with the trade deadline is that because of the expanded playoffs, you have so many teams that are in it, and there are just fewer teams that are willing to sell and more teams that are looking to acquire. And what does that do? I mean, it's economics, right? It drives up the price. So you have to give up a lot to get something that's really going to move the needle for your team. The Brewers have a lot to give up if they wanted to, but that has not been how they have operated in the past. They have valued their prospects. They have valued their young talent, their controllable talent. And I think they'll move some stuff to get something back, but I couldn't give you a great guess at what exactly that'll be yet.
Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster. Check him out tonight here on WTMJ. Lane, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, guys.